listening to Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. Stay connected by rating, subscribing, and commenting on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And now for this week's episode. Hey guys, it's Eva and I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. So without further ado, let's get into this, guys. And I know I usually keep it pretty much about the movies and the TV shows, but we're going to do a little bit of personal really quickly. So have put out a few little announcements or like cautions because I am currently recording this while on vacation, so I'm not in my normal setup. So if you do hear background noise, I apologize, but I am on vacation with family, and so you know how that can be. And also, I know these episodes are coming late. I'm doing Crisis today, and then I'm gonna have the Runaways episode, which is going to go live not that soon after this one. And it's been crazy in my household. My house has been, or apartment rather, has been under construction for like the past week, so I have not been able to record anything. That's why we are recording on vacation, and I wanted to get these out before we get You, which is premiering within a couple of days here, and also our end of the year wrap-up episode. So now that that is all out of the way, let's get into this. Let's talk Crisis, which you guys know I am super excited about. They did a little differently this year. You guys know I'm usually like, they usually do our crossover episode and then we get our finale episode after the crossover. But lo and behold, our crossover was kind of like a mid-season finale in a way, because we got our first three episodes and then we're taking a break and we're coming back January 14th with Arrow and Legends. So a little bit different. And that's because we did it this way. You guys know I also usually lump all the CW finales into one episode. So that includes Riverdale, which I'm like, what do I do with Riverdale then? But I think we'll be okay, guys. You guys know I love Riverdale. This season, though, they are trying it with the whole killing off Jughead thing. I have lots of feelings about that. But that's another discussion for another episode. Let's discuss Crisis, an infinite earth. And we kick things off with Supergirl. This is a 5-episode crossover. We have all of our CW DC TV shows involved in this crossover, and we had them spread out in a way of how we were being introduced to some of our heroes who had not been in previous crossovers. So we have Batwoman, who has, or Kate Kane, who has not been in previous crop. Well, actually, I honestly cannot remember how we were introduced to her, but I'm pretty sure we were introduced to her in last year's crossover, and then we it was like a brief introduction, and but now she's like fully integrated into the crossover this year. She's in every single episode because, you know, she has her own show. Versus when you start talking about Black Lightning. Now, how they did Black Lightning, because Black Lightning, we're in the third season of Black Lightning now, and Black Lightning had not been in any previous crossovers. But this year they were like, everyone's going to be in it, and he gets introduced into the crossover when we get into our Flash episode, which was the third episode. But I guess because this is impacting all these various Earths, then it's like, oh, okay, we have to, like, there's no way you can't say that we can't introduce Black Lightning into this. So it was a lot going on. All in all, we have the Monitor, who's been going around making deals with all these people. We know Oliver's supposed to die. Barry thinks he's supposed to die. And so we're just waiting for all these deaths. We also know it's the last season of Arrow, so there is a high probability that Oliver can die. And so we get into this knowing all these things, and how it all ends up happening is not the way that at least I wasn't expecting it to happen. But I mean, I was like, okay, are they really Barry? I was like, there is a low probability that Barry's going to die, because we have not heard any news that this is the final season of The Flash. Had we known that it was the final season of Flash, then I'd be like, okay, maybe Barry could die. But we hadn't heard anything like that. Versus Arrow, we know going into this that this was the final season for him. And we know that Arrow also was going to have a short season, I believe 10 episode season. And so even when you get to the crossover and you start thinking about how many episodes are left, we still have a couple episodes left after the crossover. So then that started making me be like, okay, so is he really going to die in the crossover? Like, what's going to happen with Oliver? And so we find out super quickly in the first episode, Oliver dies by the end of it. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, is he really dead? Like, what's really going on? And even still, when we get to the end of things, it's still a little bit murky. Also, I did not give out my warning that I give out every single time I talk about superhero anything. I do not have any, I'm not like a comic book reader or expert, so I do not have any of that context going into discussing these shows. I am purely discussing this from a viewer standpoint and for a love of these shows. So keep that in mind. But we have all this happen. So we start off with Supergirl. We have the wave. It takes out Argo City first, and that's where Clark and Lois are. And it's so the Monitor ends up saving them, but Kara's mom is not. I have all the superheroes' names here as their superhero names and not their real names, so it's like a delay coming up with their real name in my head. But Kara's mom ends up dying on Argo when the wave takes out Argo, and Clark and Lois are saved, but they end up sending their baby off into kind of similar to how Clark and Kara were sent off when we were introduced to them early, like at the beginning of the season, of how they got to Earth or whatever. And so we have that happen. We have Lila, who is now Harbinger. So she's going around collecting all of the heroes. And we have these towers, which are bought into the mix. And so I had to, each episode, I was trying to keep track of which heroes are in each episode, since we weren't getting introduced to everyone all at the same time. So in Supergirl, we have Oliver, Mia, Clark, Lois, Kate, Barry, Sarah, Ray, Kara. Why did I not put Kara? Oh, because it's Supergirl. It's her show. So does she's in it. And so we have all the Supergirl actors as well. And so we find out that we are dealing with something called the Anti-Monitor. And this is the one who's controlling and wants to wipe out all of the Earths and essentially make its own like Earth that it controls, because, you know, what else do bad people want to do? And so the wave is coming towards Kara's planet, and there are billions of people on the Earth. And so when we get all into it, and the wave is coming and they're all fighting their superhero fight, thanks to Oliver, they are able to save 3 billion people from the planet before the planet is destroyed. But this ends up being how Oliver dies. But and so Oliver lets everyone know the deal that he made with the Monitor. And so, but the Monitor is like, this is not the way that he saw Oliver dying. So everything is changing. And because everything is changing, then we know, oh, wait, Barry's supposed to die too. So is Barry not going to die the way he's supposed to die? Oh, but wait, we're not there yet. So then we go into Batwoman and we are on Earth 74, where we get a Rory. So I was a little bit confused by this, because I was like, okay, is this Earth 74 Rory, or is this the Rory that we know from the Legends? So I went into this assuming this was Earth 74 Rory and not the Rory that we know, because even like the whole, his whole like writing his novel and everything was a little bit different. So they go and they snatch Rory from Earth 74. And they all, now they know that they have to find all 7 paragons. So Kara is the paragon of hope. Sarah is the paragon of destiny. And that's all we know so far going into this one. And then the Monitor is like, he knows that there are 2 other ones. He just knows that these are the characteristics of these other paragons that are floating out there. And so he puts them on a mission. They have to find the paragon of truth and the paragon of courage, which we eventually are to believe, well, we're to believe that the paragon of truth is Superman, and it's a Superman on another Earth, played by our same actor. So they did this, I thought, which was really fun how they did this, is that they had a lot of these actors who played these superheroes in previous renditions of these shows play them how they play them in play them in this show as when they used to play them like originally. And so, and they also, we had like a lot of like crossover introductions. So you guys know I don't watch Smallville, but we got introduced to that version of Superman in this episode, because you guys know we have we're on multiple different Earths. So like, it's like, okay, well, this makes sense why we can have all these different versions of Superman in here, but he's not our Superman of truth. But we get introduced to a version of Superman who looks like Ray Palmer, but is actually not Ray Palmer on this Earth. He's actually Clark Kent, and it's played by Brandon Routh, who used to play Superman. So like, they did a lot of playing around with all these characters who used to play these characters in a different rendition. That's a tongue full or a mouthful or whatever. But anyway, and so they go through a whole little like fight, diddly diddly, and then we end up finding out that this version of Superman is indeed the paragon of truth. And then Kara and Kate go off to find the paragon of courage, who Kate believes is Bruce Wayne. And then they go through this whole thing and they find out this Bruce Wayne, he has essentially turned evil due to everything that he has been through. And so, of course, he's not the paragon of courage. And it all wraps up to reveal that Kate is actually the paragon of courage. But in all of this, Kate does keep a piece of kryptonite because she kind of heeds Bruce Wayne's warning about like how people can end up eventually turning evil. And Kara's on this whole thing about trying to save her Earth regardless of the consequences. And so by the end of this, the Anti-Monitor has summoned Harbinger. And so, also we find out that Oliver is indeed dead in episode 2 of Batwoman. Then we get into the Flash. I know I'm moving a little bit quickly here, but we also have Constantine show up in Batwoman because he's there to help Mia and Diggle find a Lazarus pit on a different Earth because they are gung-ho on bringing Oliver back. Even though they have bought Roy back, they have bought, what's her name? Oh my gosh, Oliver's sister, Thea, back. And they have seen the consequences. Roy was still dealing with the consequences of being bought back from the pit. And they're still like, well, Mia doesn't really know. And Diggle at first is a little bit like, huh? But they eventually end up going to look for this Lazarus pit. And they're going to use Constantine because they believe that Constantine, because, you know, Constantine is mystical and all those things. They believe that he will be able to help them also bring back Oliver's soul. So they find a Lazarus pit. They put Oliver in the Lazarus pit. And so Oliver is back, but it's TBD on his soul by the end of Batwoman. Enter the Flash. So now we're in the Flash. And we find out some more paragons. So John Jones is the paragon of honor. Barry is the paragon of love. And this rando person, Dr. Ryan Troy, is the paragon of humanity. And so everyone is put on their task again to go find their paragon or either paragons or like save Oliver, all their different tasks. And so Monitor ends up bringing back Vibe because we know that Cisco gave up his power, or like not gave up his power. Well, he did essentially give up his power, but he took the serum that would get rid of his power. So Cisco is no longer Vibe, but the Monitor ends up bringing back his powers because he's like, you need it. Everyone has a purpose and this is your purpose. And it involves having your Vibe powers. Diggle finally has showed up in this episode. So he wasn't in Batwoman, but essentially he joins the crew to go find Oliver's soul. Also, this is when Jefferson Pierce, Black Lightning, shows up because he is also, like, everyone has a purpose. He's also needed because come to find out, we have Flash 90 from the other Earth. He is running. His speed is essentially feeding energy into keeping the tower thing going or whatever. And if he gets out of it, the Anti-Monitor made it so that if he gets out of it, then it'll essentially like speed up the whole wave thing and all of the Earths will like be taken out all at once. So they're like, okay, so Barry was going to get in there because Barry's like, I'm the one who's supposed to die. But then they come to a realization that they said that they never said Barry was supposed to die. They just said the Flash is supposed to disappear. So there we go, like playing around with wording. And so therefore, Flash 90 is steals Barry's powers and sacrifices himself to save everyone else with some help from Jefferson Pierce, because at the time when Jefferson shows up, both Flashes are talking to each other and no one's kind of powering this whole like contraption thing. And so Jefferson uses his lightning to power it. Also, we go to our other crew who's on mission, find Oliver's soul, and they find him in purgatory on a purgatory version of Lian Yu, which, I mean, how many versions of this island do we need? Because we have so many of them. And so they find his soul. And of course, because it's Oliver, Oliver's like, I'm not coming back. I'm staying here. I'm supposed to die. This is my mission. Blah, 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 blah. So it's like, we still have 2 more episodes left in this crossover. So who knows what's all going to happen with that. But essentially, they leave Oliver there and they have to return, otherwise they would be lost there for forever. And then Lila returns. She's consumed by the anti-monitor. All of the reefs are destroyed, and Pariah sends the paragons to the vanishing point before the wave rider is destroyed, or all the earths. I'm like, oh, the reefs, that doesn't even make sense. All the earths are destroyed, and Pariah, who is our version of oh my God, he's our version of Harry this season. He sends all the paragons to the vanishing point before the Wave Rider is destroyed, because everything is disappearing, all the earths, everything. And so all the paragons are sent to the vanishing point. Anyone who was not a paragon ends up dying in the when the wave overtakes everything, including the Wave Rider. And then all the paragons, they wake up in the vanishing point and they're like, OMG, what is going on? And they're like, oh, okay, it's only the paragons. But then they're like, wait, why is Lex here? Because Lex essentially changes from being looking as if he's Clark into being Lex. And come to find out, Lex rewrote destiny to make himself the paragon of truth. And that is where we leave off until January 14th, when we return with Arrow and we return with Legends. I have no clue at all what is going to happen, because there are 7 paragons, and so therefore we only have half of our hero team in this, and there are so many other people missing. So I have no clue what is going to happen or how we're going to save everyone. I'm just like, I don't know. I have no clue. I want to know if you guys have clues, because I have no clue. I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't know how we're going to save each other. I know we're going to come out on the other end in a positive note. I just don't know what that note is going to look like. Are we going to lose some people? Honestly, don't know. Is Oliver really dead? I have a hard time actually believing that Oliver is really dead, because, I mean, we still have, what, 3 episodes of Arrow left after the crossover? 3 or 2 episodes? So, I don't know. I am sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for the crisis to return on January 14th. So I just, it's not really a short break. It's honestly when our CW shows would have returned anyway, had we had a normal mid-season finale. But yeah, I don't know. This has been a very interesting crossover. Of all the crossovers, I still think, and I say every year they get better and better and better, and I do still believe that, but I feel like so much is going on this season with the crossover that's just like, it's just too much. Whereas last year I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. I think it was the one before last year, I would have to say it was my favorite, or maybe it was the first one. It was one of the earlier ones that was my favorite one. And I think as we keep introducing in more and more shows and heroes into this, it gets hard to, it just becomes a lot, and there's a lot going on. You have to keep track of it. And it's just like a lot of this stuff is just, you do a good job of bringing everyone together and tying it all together, but it is a lot. We'll see what happens when we return on January 14th with the rest of this crossover. But I mean, overall, I think that's pretty much all I have to say about Crisis on Infinite Earths. But yeah, I want to know what you guys thought. Are you guys enjoying the crossover this season? Do you like kind of how we did the format this year, where we have is split in half and we have this big gap before we get the rest of it. Is Oliver really dead? Is anyone else gonna die? Let me know. You can let me know by tweeting me. You can shoot me a message on Instagram, all that stuff, at Current Binge on Twitter, at Currently Binging on Instagram. But yeah, I will talk to you guys in the next episode.
Stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing and following. You can find Currently Binging on multiple listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Take the discussion beyond the episode by following on Instagram at Currently Binging and on Twitter at Current Binge.